USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Georgia, Fulton County DA Paul Howard said yesterday he is grateful for the cooperation of one of the officers involved in the recent police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks. Howard commended Officer Devin Brosnan, saying that he'd indicated he'll become a state's witness against his colleague who allegedly pulled the trigger, killing the black suspect earlier this month as he was running away from the officers.
He would become one of the first police officers to actually indicate that he is willing to testify against someone in his own department.
But a lawyer for Brosnan says not so fast. Late last night, his attorney said Brosnan has not in any way agreed to any plea deal. Brosnan still currently faces 3 charges of aggravated assault in the case. His colleague, Officer Garrett Rolfe, faces a long list of charges, including murder. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The president was none too happy when now former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick was starting to kneel on the sidelines during the national anthem to protest what he saw as police brutality and discrimination across America. But now, President Trump says he is fine with Kaepernick trying to come back to the NFL. Speaking to Sinclair last night, the president said the former San Francisco QB should get signed if he deserves it. Trump said Kaepernick, quote, was an up to snuff, though, when he left the league in 2016. Kaepernick again starting the kneeling during the national anthem, which was followed by a number of other players a short time later. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for President Trump's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt has activated the Guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department, a spokesperson saying about 240 Guard members will be on hand. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the recent Black Lives Matter protests, many big companies are rethinking their branding. Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand have decided to make major changes to their logo. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.